Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is Eileen Powers, one of your hosts, along with my co-host, DC Love. But I'm not seeing her prefix on my phone. And so, oh, there she is. Hi, DC.
Hello,
is
hello.
That you? There
it
you
is
are.
Yes, I could not connect with my other phone, unfortunately. And I just kept dialing and dialing, and it was just like dead air. There was nothing there. So, finally, my cell phone was able to connect. I don't know what's going on. The antics are starting a little bit too early, Eileen.
Yes. Well, they seem to always be coming up at the beginning of the show just to let us know they're there.
Yeah, it's crazy. So how have you been?
Yeah. We have been doing very, very well. Always the busy one, as usual, between my regular job and a couple of part-time jobs and spiritual work and spiritual activities. I have to say I went to a brand-new drum circle, healing circle, this last week.
Nice.
And I swear there was so many healers in one spot. Everyone in the room did some type of healing modality or shaman work. It was actually pretty fantastic.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Great energy.
Yeah, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really fun. It's a new group that I went to. It took me an hour and a half one direction to drive there, but it was worth
it. Wow. Yeah.
And yeah, I do. I will say the things I do are not in my neighborhood. Everything I do, I journey. And I journey when I get there, like my shaman work. I journey when I get there because that's what that work is about, journeying and receiving messages during those journeys. Just a different way to connect. I connect in several different ways, as you do too. I know you do too, DC. I do want to share with you one silly little thing, or I don't know how silly. It was just something pretty cool. Yesterday, I went hiking up in the Petrified Forest, just east of Santa Rosa and just west of Calistoga. And it was actually right where the fires went through last year. And I was in this area of the forest that was burned out, and I just kind of stopped for a moment. I just felt called to stop for a moment, and I stood there, and I started sending Reiki to the forest and really basically repeating the Ho'oponopono of, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I started repeating this as I was sending it Reiki. And I then, everywhere I looked, I probably saw 20 to 30 different red orbs in the burnt area of the forest. It was quite different. And I'll see orbs, but it's usually one or two or a little flicker of light or a little fireball that'll fly through. But to see, I have pictures of that many orbs in actually my bedroom where I lived in Paradise. I have a picture with that many orbs in it. But to see them with the naked eye, standing in the forest, just in that moment of peace and love and serenity, was just a fantastic experience. And that's what I want to share. So that brings me forward since, last Monday. I went to two drum
that's
circles
really
last
cool.
week, one on Thursday, one on Friday, and then that hike in the forest. I always try to get out in nature at least one day a week.
That's phenomenal.
How was your week?
Well, my week has been the same. I'm surrounded by little ones, and I love it. I'm connecting with my inner child, and I really feel like my energy is flowing, and it's just so beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing better than connecting with children on a regular and ongoing basis to really let you know who you are and all the wisdom that you really have to share, because that's where you're making a huge difference in our lives for the future.
And I do have there's a little message. It just popped up. I didn't pick it up, but the angels did. And I'd like to read it, I guess. That, like I said, it just popped up while you were telling us about your drum circle. And the angels are coming forward, and here's their little message. Blessings of love and light, dearest beloved ones. We, your angels, are here to assist you. We want to inspire you to achieve the success you desire and to allow your inner and your outer self to radiate with positivity as you create new experiences. Enjoy the new path that awaits you, and please, let go of any worry that you are holding on to, as it will only impede your growth. You are like a caterpillar that is emerging from a cocoon. This is a beautiful transformation that marks an amazing cycle of your life. Beloved, feel the excitement as you embark on this new journey. Allow nature to take its course. Relax, breathe, and trust that everything is as it should be. Become like a child once again, who is filled with joy and wonder. Let your spirit roam free and become filled with playful fun. Smile and celebrate each moment. Free yourself of everything that is weighing you down. Laugh, sing, and dance. Have some fun. We love you, your angels. And that was the little message I guess they wanted to deliver, Eileen.
Oh, that's so sweet. Isn't that nice?
Well, thank you. I didn't pick it. Like I said, I didn't pick it. And it just popped up, so I figured I'd better read it. You know, and as I was seeing the angel message, I also saw another message. It says, I want to fake my own death, move to Mexico, and live off tacos and tequila kind of day.
And live on what?
And live off of tacos and tequila.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like my kind of retirement. I actually have it. I don't know if you saw my post from a couple of weeks ago, but I posted that I'm on the taco diet. I have this fantastic taco vendor.
Oh, my gosh. That looked absolutely delicious. That looked amazing. Totally
amazing. They are fresh cooked. They don't even make it until they order it. And, you know, sometimes you have to stand there and wait for them to cook more chicken or more carne asada or more carnitas. You know, they have actually a pork and that's on a spit. And, you know, when you want carnitas, they cut it off. And it's just this little cart that's maybe about 5 foot long and about 4 feet deep. And they're doing it out on the sidewalk. And then they're actually at a restaurant that's open in the daytime but not at night. And they use their kitchen for heating up the rice and beans and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty unique. But it's just a street vendor, and he's only open at night. Sonoma's a very unique town, even compared to where I lived, grew up. I grew up 40 miles from the Mexican border in San Diego County, and never did we have street vendors like they have here in Sonoma. In Chico, where I used to live, we had some taco wagons that would pull up near the farms and stuff during the day, and another one that pulled up right in the center of a farm community. But here, their vendors are along the sidewalk, and there's three taco wagons, but there's other vendors that are just on the street, and they're only open at night. And there's about 6 or 8 of them. And now, mind you, the town of Sonoma is only about, I would say, maybe 30,000 people. It's not a huge town. It's pretty tiny. And that would include all the outskirts. That's, you know, that would be include the outskirts of our area too. So it's just unique, but the food is fantastic, and the people are very, very nice and very real, authentic, kind people. And so, yeah, I live in a really good place. I'm pretty lucky.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's totally phenomenal. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Yeah. We have just a couple of callers in queue right now, but I kind of know sometimes how that works. We'll get them in queue, and we'll only have a few, and then the next thing you know, we can't get through all of them by the end of the show. So we can always chat some more if we get through these callers, but maybe we should go ahead and start taking them so they're not waiting for too long.
Yeah, that sounds
How's that sound to you,
I mean,
see?
You know what?
Fantastic.
That sounds great, Eileen.
Let me go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I'll bring that first caller on.
Hello?
Hi, 860. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Eileen. Hi, DC. It's Amala. How are you?
Hello,
Amala. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a new month. I told you I'd call back in October. So here I am.
There you are.
Well, you're
right
on the ball. We love that.
What
new
is your
month,
question
so,
this month?
It's interesting. It's been so much. So September was a month of just self-love and self-care and nurturing. That's the word. And just a lot of self-reflection as well. So I'm just wondering.
That was September?
Yeah. So I think I started fall early, so to speak. The whole month was pretty much like that. So it was good. It was a lot of soul-searching. So I'm wondering what the angels have to say with this new person that I met. I'm not sure, but just socially, I guess, relationships in general, what do they have to say about this month or next month or what's in the cards? So,
okay,
right. Well, DC might be able to get better on timing, and she's going to read for you first tonight. But I'm just going to forewarn you. I don't do
okay.
It's all in due time.
That's fine.
I can give you an idea, but we'll see what we've got. All right. DC?
Okay. Yes, I'm getting, you know, you were saying like last month was about nurturing. Well, I'm getting the theme for October is going to continue with the nurturing, okay?
Okay, sure.
Because I really feel like you're really sensitive. You've got to watch like the worries and things like that. Don't get caught up with your feelings, okay?
Yes, yes.
And you might be thinking about the future, but you're not in the present, and you're not thinking about you, okay?
Yes, yes.
So that's really important, you know, to take care
yep.
of your body, and
yep.
you know, and envision, you know, like, you know, what you're wanting. You know, if it's a relationship, envision it. And I'm
okay.
getting, you know, the message I'm getting also is forgiving the past. Okay.
Okay.
And we
yes.
talked about, like, you know, we talked about Reiki and stuff. And so to forgive the past with Reiki, we're gonna use Hon Shaze Shonen, okay? So we want to forgive the past, you know? And
yes.
just visualize whatever it is that you need to forgive, okay?
Okay, sure.
Allow
yes.
yourself to move past whatever it is that is hurting you. You've got to get on with your life. You've got to, you know, you've got to stay in the present. You've got to look towards the future.
Yes.
And you don't have to forget what someone has done to you. But indeed, we, you
right.
know, we sort of have to say, you know, we forgive you. Even if it's a false forgiveness, it gets the ball rolling. Okay?
Right.
And forgiveness
yes.
is for us. It's not for the other person. It just means,
right.
you know what? I'm not going to carry this anymore. And
right.
you give it to the angels. They bring it, you know, they bring it to Jesus. And it's all, you know, taken care of from a divine perspective, okay?
Yeah.
But I hope that you're really taking care of yourself and you're doing your part, because I do see a beautiful, strong, guy coming in. And he's got, like,
okay.
earthy energy, okay?
Okay, yep.
And he's very mature. He's affectionate. He's a very grown-up guy. And he's organized, he's analytical, he's a little bit artistic, and
yep.
he's really affectionate. So I do, you know, I do see him coming. I'm not getting an exact time as of yet.
Okay. Sure.
Okay? But
yep.
this is the time for you to really, you know, to follow your heart, make sure that you're ready for love, you know, and make sure that when you're in a relationship that you have that open line of communication. And you're not
yes.
you're not afraid to really express your feelings, okay?
Yes.
Because it's really
yes.
important. And you've
yes.
got to, you know, even focus a few minutes a day on what exactly you were wanting, okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm getting, like, this wonderful, beautiful guy is coming in, but I also see it like another gentleman. And this other gentleman that's coming in, the first one I believe has like a sort of like a lighter hair. This one may
okay.
have, like, gray hair or a little bit, like, darker hair. The darker
okay.
hair one is the one that you've got to watch because this one is going to be very demanding, okay?
Oh,
he's gonna be,
okay.
He's going to be really intense. And you, like, you sort of, like, you're very attracted to him, but he's got, like, you know, he's got this way about him. He's sort of, like, to me, he reminds me of a snake charmer, okay?
He reminds me of what? Sorry, DC, what did you
like
say?
Like a snake charmer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that the other guy was the one that was like the earthy energy, the cool, like really nice guy that I would get connected with. But this guy that's coming in has, I believe, darker hair. And they both seem to have like maybe like blue or hazel eyes. So they both have
yes.
like a lighter eye. But this one with
okay.
the dark hair is the one that please watch. Because he's very high energy and he's got charisma and everything, but yet... Like he's got a, like he's got another side of him that you really don't want to connect with, and he may be divorced, he may be widowed. Okay, so be careful
okay.
with him, hon. That's the one that I don't want you to connect with, or you're going to be sorry if you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
so
I just
I'll
feel
know.
Like you. He's frustrated.
Wait,
you'll know. Yeah, you'll know. Like I said, when you
yeah.
when you meet him, another thing. Okay, but I do feel like that this area of your love is going to be really cool. You know, you've got to sort of make that list out, what you're wanting specifically in this person and what you're not wanting, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And love yourself first to make sure that you're ready for love, okay? But be patient.
Yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
this, you know, this person is coming, okay? So like I said,
yeah.
you've got to just watch, okay? But the important
yeah.
thing is focus on what you're desiring, hon, and stay positive, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
So be
yes.
really careful, Diana, because if you don't have that list made out, you're going to get something maybe that you don't want, okay?
Yeah. You know what I feel? I feel like I want to just add just a response to you is that because I'm doing all this healing work, it's like a catch-22. My heart is so open. It's attracting everybody. So you got to
okay.
be, yeah, discernment and using being aware and watchful,
okay, so are
mindful.
You, are you,
yeah.
Are you a Reiki master? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not a Reiki master, but I've done energy healing workshops, and I have a certificate in energy healing work. So, but not necessarily
okay.
Reiki. No. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But I know.
Because I'm getting like I said, like Hon Shaze Shonen, like forgiving the past. And using
yes.
that, and it's just like letting go of everything. And that's what
yes.
I have for you. I'm going to turn you over now to Eileen. And good luck with that, and stay in touch.
Thank you so much, DC. Beautifully
oh, you're
said.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Amala. What I have for you
yeah.
isn't necessarily about someone new coming in.
Sure.
Because that's not always... To them,
no,
that's
yeah.
not important questions. They want to tell you stuff. And the stuff I have
yeah.
for you today is a little more solid than that. And it does
okay.
have to do with really with your burning heart, your burning desire.
Yeah.
And this is actually more about being a compassionate leader from what I'm seeing rather than a compassionate relationship or a love person. You know, something
yes.
like that. It actually has more to do with you and working
yes.
on you and building up
yes.
you. So like you said, you know, those things that you want are more of a catch-22 because the more you want,
yes.
the more you develop yourself and become more authentic and true to yourself, being who you are and who you desire, what purpose you walk, purposeful journey you walk in this life, do that, the person that you need or should be with changes. Like you said, right now you have an open heart and everybody's coming in. And boy, did I experience that back in 2010. Yeah. It was just unbelievable, and unfortunately ended up attracting someone who I am still positive and convinced that he was my twin flame. Sadly enough, your twin flame sometimes is the person that you find hardest to get along with.
Yes,
because they know you. They know you. They know how to push your buttons. And in this lifetime, he was not meant to be there forever. I ended up being with him for, you know, really 3 years. And then, you know, an in and out, off and on, wobble back and forth. But most of the time it was like that. But, I mean, really wobbling the last, you know, year. And then the year after that, I couldn't get rid of him. He just kept coming back. And I knew this wasn't the right person for this lifetime, although I knew his soul, and I will always love that soul. I will always love them. But that doesn't mean I should make a bad choice and stay with him during this lifetime. So that's a big lesson for most of us, is recognizing that he might be the right soul, just not the right lifetime.
Yes.
So watch that, because like you said, you have a lot of people coming in that aren't really, you know, what's going to be right for you.
Actually, I wanted to add something in. Somebody actually told me this, and it really resonated with me, what you just said. He said, what did he say? He said, you could have a soul connection, but in this lifetime, if there's a difference between having the soul connection and also having the human connection. And that's so true, right? It's like, if you feel like you met your twin flame, soulmate, whatever, it could be that connection. But is the human parallel? Is not just necessarily having the same lifestyle, but like the same goals, the same values, the same, you know, moral beliefs.
Yeah. Or even opposites that support one another. You know, one person can be a yin, the other person could be a yang, but it makes a whole. Yeah, you both put in your 100% of your yin and yang, and you end up with a whole relationship. And that person is very right, because we do have twin flames that come through, and those are the people that we were deeply passionate with. And then we have soulmates that come through, that some we were deeply passionate with. Some were our sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers. Those soulmates also can be the most antagonizing to this lifetime.
Yeah.
But they are here to help us learn our lessons. And if they didn't rattle us up a little, we wouldn't move forward.
Absolutely.
But I do see that you do need to do a little bit more work on the heart chakra. And that means, and DC already alluded to this, and some of this is not just being loving or being this or being the other. It is actually linking the body, mind, soul, and spirit to each other and to yourself. So know that by loving others as well as learning forgiveness, you're also loving yourself, and you need to learn to forgive yourself for anything that you might resent yourself for making choices for, even when you were a young, small child. Doing this, this is going to continue to attune you to spirit. And this is going to increase your success at working on being a more compassionate leader. And that is where I want to go with this, is you are actually a leader. And so you might, you know, if you have, you know, and I realize this too, looking for a mate actually might really get in the way of your purpose and your path in this world, because you might have more to offer. And if you're putting all your energy into, you know, as I refer to him as some dumb guy, you know, you might not really he might not be your true calling. You know, he might just be a creative avoidance so that you don't have to do the work of your true calling.
Right. No, and actually, I'm a big grasp of that. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Really, I'm striving. Yeah, with my writing, I'm doing a lot of writing lately. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So he could really steal away your time that you would spend on that. But let's move on from there, because I actually see where a lot of prosperity really is beginning for you. You know, it's like sun shining down on you. All the plans that you've been kind of working on are really working out. You're going to be coming up with some really amazing ideas that are going to lead you to some really fantastic rewards and blessings that you've been looking for in life, and you are going to be so grateful that you've actually spent this time with you, with your own heart, working on yourself, because that's what's actually going to bring you great prosperity. Just realize that these desires of wanting someone else in your life, and I do know because I experienced this, actually comes from fear. It comes from fear of being alone. It comes from fear of, you know, not being enough, that maybe, you know, you want others to like you. You want to have a boyfriend who really passionately loves you and desires you. And when you when we're not in that mated relationship, we think to ourselves, well, am I enough? Why, how come it doesn't? Come, somebody doesn't want me. I think I'm pretty good and pretty cool and pretty smart and pretty interesting and really outgoing or whatever, or, you know, compassionate, whatever it is you choose to list for your list of attributes. But that person not showing up is worry, and it's fear, and focusing on that. By focusing on the next guy you might meet is actually living in fear. So let that go and don't be looking anymore. You do what I'm telling you to do. You live in your heart and you become the greatest person by being compassionate and loving to yourself. Really working on that heart chakra for yourself, learning to really speak out. And that balance, like I said, of that energy with the body, mind, spirit, soul, and really speaking up for yourself and choosing wisely in the things that you like and that you don't like and the things that you want to show up in your life. And that can include other people. Don't stick to just the...
I think there's a difference between wanting somebody to fill up a hole, and then there's the difference between a complementary relationship where you could bounce off of ideas and the intelligence, and that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like I'm putting it all in one basket. I'm dividing. I'm actually.
I know. But what I'm telling you is stop looking.
Yes.
Fill your holes. Like you said, you're not looking to fill your holes. You fill your holes every single day with your love for yourself and be bountiful in who you are. And I promise you, when you do that, the wise choices will come along. And I actually do see by the representation of two doves that, yes, love really can be coming your way. But it is actually being more, you know, continually every day and just being that authentic you that you are because you are fabulous. You're fabulous just how you are. You don't need someone to compliment you even. And when you do all that and you're just rolling through your average every day, that person will show up. I'm positive of that for you, Almela, because you do have that vibrant energy. And that's what I have to tell you today. I hope that resonates.
Beautiful. Thank you for both of your messages. I really appreciate it. And God bless. Absolutely. I'm going to fill up my heart. Fill it up to the rim.
Right. Well, thank you. I've got a few more callers. So I'm going to put you back on call, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. All right. Our next caller is from the 917 area code. 917, who am I speaking to? Hello.
Oh, hey, hello.
917.
Hello. Hey,
hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Yeah, of course.
My
and
name
who
is
am I speaking
Tim.
To?
Tim from New
Tim,
York, ABC.
Hi, Tim. How are you? Hey, Tim.
I'm good. DC and I talk biweekly at this point, you know. So I'm just checking in, asking, well, believing, of course, that there's new things, prosperity opportunities open up. I've been trying to do this chakra meditation where I'm visualizing Christ slice coming in, clearing the chakras. I know sometimes I have some heart chakras blockages or root blockages. So I'm just curious.
For those chakra blockages is to do a rainbow meditation.
Tell what is a rainbow meditation?
Well, actually, I bring our listeners through it pretty on a fairly regular basis. I guess we could do it real quick if that's all right with you, DC.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
I'll go ahead and do it instead of my reading. I'll let DC read for you, and I will just go ahead and do the chakra meditation real quick. And that is,
okay.
I want you to all take 3 deep breaths. Take it all the way into your tummy. Let that energy roll around. Take anything negative that isn't serving you in. Blow it out. Take 1 more deep breath. Bring it all the way into your abdomen and let it massage all your intestines and your kidneys and your tummy and everything in there. And then blow that out. Now, 1 more time, massaging the heart and centering yourself. All right, now we'll do this rainbow meditation, and we'll just do it real quick. What I want you all to do is I want you to look around you. This is an open your eyes meditation. I want you to look around you, and I want you to find something in the color red. And when you see something in the color red, or if you can't find anything in the color red, then I want you to imagine the color red. Stop sign, flashing light, whatever it is. Color
Got
red.
It.
Just imagine the color red. Now I want you to drink that in. Drink it all in. And drink it all the way into the bottom of your basal core, right in that root chakra. I want you to drink that color red in. Okay? As you're drinking it in, got it? Much as you can.
Got it.
Now I want you to take that and I want you to root it down into the earth. Put it 5 miles down and 5 miles out. Make sure you're really rooted. Gosh, that feels good. Those cool tendrils into the deep core of the earth. Oh, it feels lovely. Okay, draw some of that earth back up into that root chakra and just sit and hold it there. Now I want you to move on up to your dantian, your abdomen. And I want you to look around the room and I want you to find the color orange. And I want you to drink that color in. If you can't see it, then imagine it. A beautiful flower. Color your favorite team. If they're an orange team, mine's the Giants. They carry orange. Anything like that. Just drink that orange on in. I actually have a Giants bag here with some orange straps on it. That's what made me think of it. Drink that orange in and hold that into your dantian. Let that chakra spin at the color of orange. Now, go ahead and breathe out, relax, and hold that in your dantian. Now, into your solar plexus, or right about your, a little bit above your navel, I want you to breathe in the color yellow. I want you to look all around, and I want you to find something yellow, and I want you to absorb that color. If you can't find it, think of a sunflower, the sun itself, something bright and brilliant and healing, you know, the rising of the morning sun, just brilliant, beautiful yellow, and drink that all in. Just drink it into your body. Let it reach down to the end of your fingers, down to the end of your toes, and let it fill your body. And let that chakra spin at the color of yellow. All right, now that we've got that going, I want you to look around, and I want you to find the color green. Whether it be a bag that you have in your room, whether you've got to stand up, look outside the trees or the grass, or whether you're in the city and you got to look at a stoplight for the bright color green, drink that color in, and I want you to drink that into your heart chakra. I want you to pull that in, and I want you to just hold it there in the middle of your chest, and I want you to allow it to
spin, the color green spins. Let it breathe into your heart. Hold that love in your heart. As it spins, you feel the softening of your own self and your own body and the love articulating through your every core. Just breathe that in and drink that in. All righty, now let's move on to communication. I want you to look around and I want you to find the color of blue. Now, this isn't the blue of your jeans. This is a lighter blue, like the color of the sky. What you might imagine, Mother Mary's clothes, they always said she dressed in blue. So, you know, a blue color, a periwinkle blue will do. No exact color of blue, but just a lighter color of blue. And go ahead and either imagine or see that color and drink it in. Just drink that on into your throat chakra. Now, with that drinking in of that throat chakra, that color of blue always reminds me of the flowing waters. And that throat chakra is about communication and being able to speak with one another and letting that conversation flow back and forth for the ebb and flow of understanding, communication, and connectedness with one another. Now, I want you to move up to the third eye, and I want you to imagine the color of indigo. Now, this is a dark blue. You can look at your jeans. You can look at the night sky that isn't actually black, but is kind of an indigo blue. There's some flowers that are dark, dark purple that almost look like an indigo blue. But go ahead and draw that color in, the color of jeans or whatever you can imagine, and bring that color into the third eye. With that, I want you to connect with messaging, opening up the pituitary gland and massaging that area with that indigo color and bringing that in. Now I want you to move up to the crown chakra, the top of your head, and I want you to imagine the color of violet. Now me, I imagine a very sparkling, bright, almost fluorescent type, like black light purple, you know, that deep, rich violet color, because this is a violet color. And I want you to imagine that color, and I want you to put it right into the crown of your head. Now I want you to move. I want you to breathe that in, and I want you to hold it in that crown, because that's your connectedness to God. That is the connectedness to the universe, whatever term you want to call that sacred space that you have. That is where that color of violet is. Now I want you to reach on up, and I want you to see a beam of white light coming out from the top of your head, which originated at your heart. I want it to reach up through the top of your head and all the way to the heavens. And as you see that beam of white light go up, I want you to realize that it's a tunnel and it's also beaming that white light right into you. Only this time it is so fabulous because all of your chakras are spinning at the right pace with the right colors that they're associated with. And so now, because they're in alignment, that beam is able to go right through and sit at your heart. From your heart, that beam goes right through to Mother Earth, through the base chakra and down, and roots you to Mother Earth. Feel that energy of that beam going all the way down into Mother Earth, coming through to your heart, going all the way up to the heavens, coming back down to your heart. Now center all these energies in that back door. Go through the back door to the sacred space in your heart. There is a finite point in your heart that is sacred. That is where all thought, all feelings, and everything we do is initiated in the heart. When you think of something, it actually was initiated in the heart. It came with a feeling that sent a message to the brain, which gave you the thought. So reach that sacred space in the heart, center that bright white light in there, and know that you are centered in heaven, you are grounded to the earth, and you live in your heart. Thank you so much for listening to my rainbow meditation, and I hope that helps you.
That was awesome, Eileen.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
I have been trying to meditate and getting on the chakra colors, so that's just an aid to the meditation I'm doing. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's funny. We can use so many different tools, and you never know which ones you'll receive that will help. So I hope mine helps you just for today. DC, what do you have for Tim?
Well, you know what? I want you to please repeat his question, Eileen. I was listening to your beautiful meditation, and I got so caught up in that I didn't hear the question.
Oh, it's no problem. It's no problem. It's just if you see anything opening up, just new opportunities.
Okay.
I've been trying to tune in spiritually.
Okay.
And just...
All right. Well, the first thing that I'm getting, Tim, is that you're getting there, but there's still a little bit more work to do.
Okay.
Okay. It's sort of like a pause in the action for you. But you know what? It's a great pause because this is a time that you get to meditate. And Eileen just did a magnificent meditation. But Spirit is asking you to take a couple of minutes each day and just, you know, find some space around you where you won't be disturbed for at least like maybe 3-4 minutes. And just focus on, you know, focus on your breathing. Don't focus on like what's going on in the outside world, okay? So meditation is going to be really key here. And I'm getting for you, like, at this time, Tim, is focus your meditations on your crown chakra to connect to your spirit guides, okay?
Okay.
And they're really going to help you. And I'm getting, you know, they're going to bring in some amazing, magical energy. So when you do a meditation, connect with, like I said, with your crown chakra. And the other thing that I'm getting, actually, is that you've got some powers that you're not connecting with, okay?
Okay.
And that's why I asked you to connect, like I said, with your guides, okay? And when you go within, I feel like you're going to have this amazing awakening because you're really intuitive. It's what the angels are showing me. And it's sort of you're gonna be realigning, and this is gonna be a magnificent transformation, Tim, is what I'm getting. Okay, so you really have to connect with that intuitive wisdom, and connecting, like I said, you know, with the crown chakra and your guides is gonna be a great start for you. Okay.
Okay.
And with that being said, I'm getting that there's gonna be something in your life that's finally coming to an end. And as this, whatever this is that's ending, it brings new opportunities for you as well. Okay? So this is a time that you really can't be, like, you know, like, reminiscing too long about the past, because if you're going to be doing that, you're going to miss the opportunities that are ahead of you. Okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying, let go of, like, whatever it is that you've been holding on to, please let it go and have faith that there's something amazing waiting for you. And I'm sort of getting, like, maybe that you're pushing a little bit too hard, Tim. Be a little bit easier on yourself, okay?
Okay.
And you've got a lot of experience. And this is a time where, like, you can focus and you're really going to go forward in regard to career. You've got the wisdom that is needed, and you're going to go forward very easily, okay? This is a time of advancement for you, and... the angels are saying, you know, that Tim has a like an amazing mind, and you also have a great sense of humor, Tim. Okay, so the two combined is going to be really, really, really awesome, is what the angels are showing me. Okay, so I'm getting, you know, you've got a sort of, I'm getting it like you're going on a spiritual quest, is what the angels are showing me. And you're sort of looking and you're seeking like more and more answers. But the angels are saying, Tim, this is an inward journey. What you're looking for is already within you, okay?
Okay.
So, again, you've got to let go of the past, and don't try to force, like, anything to happen at this time. I'm getting, like, there's going to be a big change around you, though. Like, it's going to, like there's a big whoosh of energy. So it's either going to be relocation, a change of job, or a relationship. This is a lot of energy around you, okay?
Okay.
So just do what you know is right. And like I said, you're going on a journey, a spiritual quest too at this time. And this is really a time to focus on career. As you know, it's not a time for relationships, but really focus upon your career. And you're going to find that you're going to have like a sudden revelation, Tim. And you're going to get the freedom that you're looking for, okay? So embrace the opportunities and embrace change that's coming your way, okay? And
yeah.
The universe is saying there's something that you're holding on to and you're, like, procrastinating, and you've got to let it go. Suddenly everything is going to become crystal clear to you, okay?
Okay.
And with that specific sentence, when I said suddenly everything is going to be crystal clear, do you have a piece of tanzanite?
Tanzanite? I think so. I'm not sure. Tanzanite?
Okay, well, I'm getting like the tanzanite is going to help you to focus on, okay?
Okay, got it.
So you're going to have, like I said, a beautiful transformation, and it's just going to be amazing. And you know, most of the information is going to come to you during your time of meditation. Tim, I'm getting that you're not getting enough of restful sleep. And in doing so, you're getting yourself a little bit more stressed than usual.
I'm trying to get into bed by 11. It's just hard for me. The later it gets, the more awake I feel, and then my mind starts to wander and learn things. But I know. I'm trying.
Okay, because I'm getting, please watch that, because if you don't get more sleep, you're going to get yourself physically ill, okay? Make time for a little, you know, like mini vacation. Just, you know, do something that's going to get rid of that stress, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped you, Tim.
Definitely. I'm going to listen to the rebroadcast for the meditation in your words. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling us.
Night.
And please call us again, Tim.
Indeed. God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless.
All right.
Okay, Annie, are you with us? Okay, there you are. Okay.
Yep, I am. I'm just goofing off over here. Oh, it looks like he hung up. I'm just trying to block him off. All right. We actually have another caller from the 917 area code. 917. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, I just said Anna.
Anna, okay.
Anna?
Hi, guys.
Fantastic, Anna. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of opportunities that are opening up to take my career to the next level. Which means I have to leave this job that I'm at right now to take on different responsibilities. And there's a school, there's a hospital, and some two other places that I'm going to be meeting up with in the future. I just wonder, do you see any of this coming true? The hospital seems to be a very exciting opportunity, but it's only per diem. It could go into higher, but if it's a good fit, but otherwise it can end in February and there's no benefits. And the school position seems very interesting and good also for the experience that I want. So, and then tomorrow there's another position that I'm going to be meeting with the department head on the phone only. It's only on the phone. And then there's one more that I am looking into and for application. And so do you see any of these like coming true or, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. So I just have no idea which one or what will happen. Nobody will know, but at least I'm trying to get like an idea what would be good, what will happen.
All right. Okay. DC, you want to go first or do you want me to?
I can go first, Eileen. Mine's going to be small and then you could carry on with the reading. I'm just getting, I don't know, you've got to just be careful. Like, because as you were saying the different jobs, I was getting like maybes, okay? So you've really got to watch, you know, like, and think about these jobs, like really think about them and, you know, focus your energy in your solar plexus area
And that is your power center as you're thinking about this job, like the jobs, and it'll help you to have balance when you're doing so. I'm getting, you know, like when you go and you, you know, you're interviewing and everything, make sure that you're playing up your strengths, okay? And you've really got to think about, like, these jabs. You've really got to think about them. And intuitively, like, feel, like, how do they feel to you, Amala? Because I didn't get, like, with any of them, I didn't get, like a big yes. I was getting maybes with them. So I don't know if, you know, if you yourself are not even, like, really, you know, thrilled with any of them. And I just got, like, you've got to be really careful, like, as you're, you know, going to pick the job that you want. But I'm getting that, you know, you are going to get a good job, but you've got to stay grounded and you've got to stay focused, okay?
Yeah.
And that's going to be the thing. It's up to you. I mean, these jobs can work, but it is up to you. Staying grounded, staying focused, and visualize, you know, what it is that you are wanting, and you are going to be able to have it, okay? So just make sure that you visualize and you've got to love yourself. You've got to love yourself and you've got to approve of yourself. And the more that you do, you're going to see the more opportunities come your way. Okay? Amala, you have a lot of creative abilities. Make sure that you use them. Okay? And I'm getting you're going to have success in your search. Okay? And you're going to accomplish quite a bit, Amala. Okay? So that's what I have. Like, really think about, you know, the jobs, each one of them, and just, like, focus and resonate, like I said, on your solar plexus area, like in the middle of your stomach. That is your power center, okay? And this is going to help you to maintain the balance that you need as you're focusing and trying to figure this out, okay?
Okay. I mean, for me, what feels best is the hospital position. I would love that. And then maybe
I'm
later
getting a maybe. You know what? I am still getting a maybe. All I can tell you, it is a time for you to change your work environment, you know, and you've got to become more confident, and you've really got to become, like, more active in positions. I didn't get, like, not one of them that you asked about, I did not get a yes, okay? I kept getting maybes. So I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and let her continue on with the reading, hon, okay?
Yep. Thank you,
honey. God bless. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, right now, the first thing I'm getting is that you're feeling a little isolated in making this decision about how to move forward. And what I need to tell you is that you need to set aside your concerns for now. Because you can make that decision later. The solutions will actually come from you taking time to meditate and actually figuring out what it is that you really want, what's going to bring you the greatest passion. You might even want to take a vacation to get away from the choices to actually just
I'm leaving
step back and view
on
them.
Thursday.
Fantastic. Take time
going away
for yourself. Yes.
Yeah, for
a step back
I'm
away
going
from
to
everything.
A course.
To where?
I'm gonna take a class for 5 days, intensive class. I'm gonna meet new people and something like that. So
mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's actually gonna help you out a lot. But right now, what I do have to tell you is you need to let go of a few of the things that aren't serving you anymore. You know, old relationships. It is the perfect time for you to focus on your careers and kind of let everything, all the other things, set to the wayside. But what I see for you is actually it's like winter is coming on. And you're coming into a time period of quiet and reflective. And so that's what I'm saying is you need to take the time to be quiet and reflective. This indecision is actually holding you back And so it's almost impossible for you to make the right choice for yourself because you're so busy trying to please yourself, please others. You know, you're kind of feeling trapped between the intellectual and the emotional. So the intellectual about which is the highest paying job, which is the one that's going to be ongoing, which is the one that's going to, you know, serve those earthly needs. And then you're torn on the other side of fulfilling your emotional needs, like the desire to do, you know, this job might not have longevity, but it's something I've always wanted to do. It's something I wanted to experience. And yeah. So you're kind of torn between one and the other. And that's why I'm saying you do need to step back and take the time to really see how you feel. Know that you have the power. You have the power within you to really move forward without any imbalance. You can move forward in any direction you want. It's easy to slip off that intended path. So watch your desired goals. Focus on those desired goals. And then grab your oars and just row towards them as steadfastly as you possibly can. Because that's when your passion is going to be ignited. Once your passion is ignited, then there's no holding you back. You can do anything. That is when you actually soar and become the most powerful spiritually, physically, mind, body, spirit, and soul all the way through. I'm also hearing that you need to kind of work on your solar plexus, which is represented by the color of yellow there in your stomach area. And know that it really is time for you to be creative and listen to your inner hearing. And so with DC telling you that, you know, you need to take the time to meditate, I'm also telling you that you need to take that time and step back and listen to your inner hearing and see what that has to tell you. That's what's going to be the most resonant with what you should choose. And I know that I haven't told you what to choose, but I believe I've given you enough tools that you can move forward into making a the best choice for yourself right now with the utilizing those tools. And that's what I have to give you.
Yeah, and also I will be going, if they do second rounds for the school, I can, you know, they're going to show me the school a little bit more, then I can have a better idea of the environment, you know, and that will also
yeah.
be helpful in making the decision, like how does the art room look like? What are the kids look like? Can I work with these kids? You know, things like that. Does it motivate me?
As far as the kids themselves, they change from year to year, class to class, hour to hour. So you can't really judge it on that. But you can choose on the school, the type of campus you'll work on, the kind of neighborhood you'll be working in. Those types of things you can utilize, but, you know, with as far as the children, those are going to change from year to year. So, you know, that just kind
of
has to come and go
kids.
As it is.
Of
yeah.
course, I mean, but
oh,
I did, but they do
me,
work
I actually,
with a similar population.
Right. I've worked with a lot of kids. I volunteered at 4 different schools. I volunteered 40 hours a week for 16 years. I've worked with
wow.
many children. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm the mom you wanted in your classroom. We'll put it that way.
Oh, man. Of course. Look at you.
I do believe if you do not create a space, then don't expect one to be open for you or your children. You must create the space in order for the space for them to walk into. So I always made sure I created a lot of spaces for my children and other children. I figured out I was affecting quite a few kids a week by my offerings. But, yeah, so I get what kids are like, and they do change from year to year, even from campus to campus and neighbor, even though it's the same neighborhood. The children do
change
over time.
They grow. They change and they grow. It's part of being a child. But I want to see the environment and the children, and I want to get better feel of it. They weren't prepared to show me around. But maybe if I get a second interview, then I can see better what it is like and if I want to do that. Something about it tells me I don't really want to do it. I'm more interested in the hospital. But it's just such a big risk, you know. It's such a big risk to not have any benefits in any or anything. It's a big risk, you know.
Yes,
but
well, there is. But like you said, that's only a temporary position. And one thing I know about temporary positions, you will get great training in a short period of time that can move you forward into a better and greater position that may offer benefits and stability.
That's right. So I'm really
happy. You know what I want to tell you? As you're talking to Eileen, I'm sort of like just trying to get like a little bit of your energy picking up on it. And I'm getting that you would do well like either in marketing, sales, or have you thought about doing something like on your own, like an entrepreneurial kind of thing?
Yeah, but that's not for now.
Okay, well, you have the ability to do what you want. You know, you've got to realize that, and you're going to be successful because you do have leadership qualities.
Yeah.
As I said, like sales, you know, marketing, sales, even by yourself, you've got what it takes. You're very confident, you're energetic, and, you know, you can work independently, you're very intelligent. So you've got to really start thinking about what it is you truly want, because you create the life that you want, and you have the ability to do that.
Yeah, I think I know what I want. I think I know what I want. I want that, and it comes with a risk. But like you said, it is important for my development. So if I get it, I'll just have to let go of the security and jump in again with no security, you know, and live with that again, you know. I think I'm constantly into that.
Yeah, more than having the skill or the knowledge or the intelligence or all of that, what I truly see is that you actually have the power and the strength to choose what you feel is best. And I do know that you also have the power and strength that if that is only for a short period of time, it may be for the tools that you can take away and move forward into something new. So just know that the one job that you would prefer to have that short term might give you tools to bring you forward into something that you really do want and align you. And the thing is, you can get any job. I mean, obviously, you're intelligent enough. You could get any job. If you really want it, you can, because you're powerful.
Yeah.
That was the other thing I got in my reading, is you're actually a very powerful person, and you can acquire whatever position you want. But moreover, I think for you, Anna, more importantly, is choose the one that's going to give you the tools to move you forward on the path that you want to walk in this lifetime. Choose a job because it pays better. Choose the job that is going to move you forward with what you want to offer in this world, because if you're not happy offering what you're doing, I mean, when you're doing something that you're offering what you want or what you feel is called to do, it's no longer a job. It's a lifestyle. And so you can go get a job. You're intelligent. You can get a job anywhere. But that's a job. That's not a lifestyle and a life purpose.
Right.
So I think, and both DSC and I both said, take the time to meditate on it. And I think that's where you set your intention on what your heart wants, more over than paychecks and so on and so forth. Because when you're doing what you really like, the pay will come.
Yes.
Because you'll be doing brilliant work, and brilliant work deserves brilliant pay. So you'll move forward into that.
Yeah, eventually. It'll take a little bit. Yeah, let's see what happens. We'll see what happens. I do believe that moving into the direction will give me more satisfaction and then the more stimulation, mental stimulation and growth, as opposed to what I have
yeah.
right now, you know, where I'm doing it all on my own
yeah.
with no supervision and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
not
fantastic.
What I want.
All right. Well, we've actually come to the end of our time, so the show is no longer being recorded.
Yes.
So I am going to let you go for tonight. I'm glad we were able to take care of, you know, trying to give you some
yeah.
direction on whatever they gave us. And I just hope it helps and resonates. I think the only thing I can say
yeah.
is to walk away with knowing that you need to take some time to meditate those next couple weeks to make those decisions.
Yes.
And that's what I have
Definitely.
For you. Thanks so much for calling in. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Good night.
Good.
Well, DC, that brings us to the end of our show. It has been fabulous
yeah.
working with you and your fantastic energies. I am surprised.
Oh,
I didn't. Ginger didn't come in. Joan didn't come in. Nobody came in today.
Well, you know what?
Other than in the beginning when they wouldn't let you on.
Yep, well, they've been around, but they've been up to other things, so I was thankful for the little time that I got to speak tonight. Because usually Joel comes in and Ginger comes in, and it's like, you know, like DC gets lost in the mix, but that's okay. And I want to tell everyone to just pay attention because, you know, the angels are giving us signs, the universe is giving us signs, there's signs all around us, and, you know, everything that we're asking about, we're getting little messages here and there. And if you pay attention, you're just going to, you know, to be able to start listening and hearing those messages. I mean, when I started, I would turn on the TV, and then I turn off the TV, I turn on the radio, and the messages would continue. And now it's just, you know, I just say, you know, I need a message, and there it is. So please pay attention to those little messages, because I even get a lot of them when I sleep. And I know, you know, some of the messages are you need to have a little fun or a little more fun, and that's when Eileen's mother comes in and takes the two of us off to Vegas, Eileen.
Oh, I
when
know.
I
tell
fun.
You, when did we go last? About 2 weeks ago? She picked me up.
Yeah, and
I know
had
she
a ball.
Picked you up.
I
so
had
she already
a ball.
Had you.
It was amazing.
I know.
I
was
think
tired.
She's celebrating. Well, she's celebrating the upcoming birth of your daughter's beautiful baby, and she can't wait till we've been partying hardy.
Well, I'm a little curious if she's going to come in with Healy, since that is her name. She's being named after her. I'm just wondering if she's going to come in with her. But time will tell.
You know what?
Time will tell.
I'm not getting a yes with that yet. I think she's going to hold us in suspense for a while.
I think she hasn't decided.
Yeah,
she's having so much fun. She is having so much fun. I'm not sure she
yes.
wants to come back.
Yes, well, I'm getting happiness. I'm hearing happiness. I'm hearing the birth, new beginnings. So it's going to be really, really beautiful. And that little girl is
yeah.
going to be a goddess. She is going to be such a little goddess. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, God, I know. I can already imagine what she looks like. I'm not kidding you. You know,
yeah,
the combination
yeah.
of her mom and dad, who are both really cute people. And
yeah.
I just, yeah. Although I will say, always worries me, when you have two really, really attractive people, sometimes the children don't come out attractive. It's very
uh-huh.
weird, but it's the God honest truth.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what that reminds me of? The Seinfeld episode when they looked at the baby and said that the baby was breathtaking. But that's,
the baby
you know,
was
a little what? Really breathtaking. When they, you know, when you said, like, the two people, two handsome people, like, two beautiful people, they have a baby that's not beautiful, they're breathtaking. But little Healy is laughing at us, and she's saying, I am going to be so beautiful. Wait till you see me. She is going to be amazingly
oh,
beautiful,
yeah.
Eileen. She's going to be your little girl.
I have a feeling
so
she
cool.
will. Yeah. I have a feeling she will. And actually, these parents, I know I can say for my own daughter, was one of the most unique souls that arrived
yeah.
on this earth. Before she was born, and, you know, here, this was my third child being born. You're not supposed to you know, think about it that way. But I knew that the soul that was coming into this world was different, and she proved from the day she was born, even in the hospital, the nurses noticed that she was different than other babies.
Well, this one's going to do the
same
thing.
So I kind of
want to
see what this offspring is going to do. She better do something good with this offspring.
Well, this little baby is going to be so amazing. Like you said, she's going to catch the attention of so many people, and she's going to be really, like, creative, and she has got, like, such a connection to you already. It's amazing.
I know. I've been talking to her.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's just so exciting, and it's not far off. My goodness.
No. No, in fact, my boss had it on her calendar for, like, next week. She goes, are you taking off next week? And I've been telling her. She really... You know, it's funny, I work with her, only her and I in the department, one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
And even though I tell her what's going on in my life, that I'm not going to take off till I hear that the baby's, you know, on her way, and so on and so forth, she asked me today, oh, I have you on the calendar for taking next week off. Are you taking next week off?
Oh, my goodness.
I said... I know. It's like I tell her, it's only her and I, but she cares so little about me that she can't even remember what I'm doing. It's not like she's got a whole bunch of employees to remember.
Yeah, I'm getting more so like 2 weeks, Eileen. I'm getting like maybe like
I'm getting,
2 weeks.
Well, it's supposed to be 2 weeks. It's supposed to be 2 weeks. But the thing is, basically the way I feel about my boss, Rose, is that this is something that she would have liked in her life and doesn't have it and never will. And so she's kind of closed off to it happening to me because it's something that she'll never get to experience.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
It is. But you know what? With her beautiful picture, you're going to be placing her picture, you know, here or there, and your boss is seeing it, everybody's going to have a little bit of Healy and, like, her beautiful energy. And I'm getting, you know, a beautiful gift from God. She's a beautiful gift from God. Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I can't wait.
So
I do get 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm getting 2 weeks.
Yeah, I am totally, my daughter thinks she's going to go early. She thinks she's going to go like around the 6th of October. I do not. I really do believe she will be right around the 13th.
Yep. That's what I'm feeling. Yep,
that's
what
I'm feeling.
Excited. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Me either. All righty, well, I'm going to let you go. I got to go get some din-din and feed myself tonight.
Enjoy.
I will.
Get in touch with
us. Just realize probably that week of the 13th, I probably will not be available for a show.
Yes. No, that's understood. That's awesome. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll just be waiting for the announcement.
The thing is, even if I head over there and I go over there and stuff, I can always take my computer with me. I can always sit in the back room and do the show. So we'll just kind of play it by ear.
Yeah, that's funny. That works.
Yeah. Because, you know, after I have the baby, after she has the baby, I may really want to reach out and connect with people because I know my energy is going to be high and my readings will probably be really good, you know?
Yeah. Yep. No, that sounds awesome.
Right?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, I let you go. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Eileen. God bless everyone.
All right. Good night, my twisted sister. Oh, everybody's gone. Oh, we're
good
not
night.
Being recorded, so we're cool.
Okay,
good
night. Bye-bye.